Freestyle Friday.
What up? It's your boy 16K Distraction Network. You know, there's been a lot of talk about artificial intelligence and shit. What people fail to realize is that the artificial part has already been around. Like, everything from food or whatever has artificial parts. So what if they start sticking the intelligence in those artificial parts, like a candy bar? Imagine that shit. Like, you just walking in a convenience store and this artificial intelligent Milky Way, like, just starts talking to you out of nowhere. Like, it sit there and be like, you know you want me, baby. And you look at it back and you like, you know I want you too. You know what I'm saying? Like, they call me Milky Way. Come here and rescue me. You know, it's like, once that happens, like, we really gonna be fucked. Like, I understand being worried about technology and shit, but once they add the artificial intelligence to the artificial flavoring, we gonna be in some deep shit, y'all. Keep that in mind. 16K Distraction Network.
What up? No. I know you guys haven't seen me in a while, so let me start off with good morning, evening, or afternoon. You're listening to Discussions on Freestyle Friday on Distraction Network. I am your host, the one and only, by myself too, Holiday. I'm here today because I wanted to let you guys know where I've been the last few months. At the beginning of the year, I think I put it out there that Discussions was going to be a podcast run by some people. Freestyle Friday was going to be my podcast, right? And then, to make a long story short, those guys did not want to carry their end of the load. So I ended up letting them go. Basically, I was doing, like, the whole reason for them to do the podcast instead of me was to take part of the load off myself so that I can focus on my other businesses. I have three businesses. It was agreed to. There was paperwork sent out, signed, agreed to. And the first session came, and nobody was prepared, except for me, you know. Well, nobody was prepared because I was prepared to do my production job. I was not prepared to do everything else. The only thing I did not do in that is talk, but I ended up doing a lot of the talking anyway. The host for that show was supposed to come in with their topics to discuss, also with at least, I think it was one paragraph, or it might have been three paragraphs because I wanted storylines. But basically, over editorial. And both the hosts came in saying, oh, what are we going to talk about today? And I had to basically give them topics, gave them some time to write out the editorials about the topics that they discuss, which is part of what they do, because part of the Distraction Network is to have editorials and articles, which we haven't been doing much because I've been scratching myself thin between my three businesses. So I gave them the topics, basically sent them texts during a whole episode to coach them through the conversations. And we did five episodes that day. So I said, if I don't get editorials by the time those five episodes are over, I would not do anything else. And I didn't get anything. So Yeah, and I paid out the money, so I just decided not to do it anymore. So all of a sudden, that podcast went gone. Freestyle Friday. Nothing really bad happened with that. I did a new format, and I had to learn the new format. So I have a couple of bummy episodes, as in the audio was fucked up. So I have to redo those episodes. I posted them anyway just to have content, but I would rather redo those episodes and not post anything with bad audio. So with that being said, I stopped doing Freestyle Friday for a couple of moments. I'm going to start back doing Freestyle Friday this month. And the reason why I have been slowing down was through everything, I sat back and I decided that since I couldn't get my host to host one of the podcasts, and I don't really like driving 30 minutes around 30 minutes one way whenever I have an idea, scheduling time to jump on a podcast in order to just post something. I wanted to move my studio to my home, which, as you can see, I'm still in my studio right now, but that's going to change. My lease ends at this studio at the end of the year. I have a home studio. I actually have a mobile studio that I'm building, and I'm going to work out of those areas. So I've been slowing down on podcasts because I'm building something different to work on. So, of course, on my YouTube, that's not, I don't have that many YouTube views yet, viewerships or followers yet, but it's for my audio. My audio meme, I wanted to continue to put out content because I have noticed that when I don't put out content for a while and then I put out content, then it's basically me starting all the way over again every time. I have a few followers that follow, but the more content I put out, the more followers come. So, I am shutting down the studio. I'm rebuilding two studios. I'm rebuilding a home studio and I want a mobile studio. Mostly because I have an RV that we're doing nothing with right now. And I'd rather sell it to the company so that, I can use it as a mobile studio. And if I want to record people in different places, I could just drive and then park and then turn everything on. And then they could just come to the RV and then we record there. But yeah, that's what I'm going to end up doing now. So what's going to happen with my businesses? So Lynx Recording Studios will be shutting down. It is September. By the end of the year, we'll be shutting down. We'll probably shut down to foot traffic in November. And then basically finish out our episodes of what we have going on. Clean out the area. And then move everything into the other studios. So Lynx Recording Studios will be shutting down. But the Distraction Network and Make America America, those two brands, it's what I'm dedicating my time to anyway on now. So those will be going. And yeah. So look forward to the Distraction Network. The website is www.distractionnetwork.com. That website is going to have, I'm opening up a store brand, and we're going to continue to do what we've been doing as far as posting podcasts and doing editorials, more editorials. And the workflow of the podcast, I don't know how we're going to do it yet. I kind of feel like I'm going to do Freestyle Friday as the interview podcast, and then I do discussions as multiple posts, you know what I'm saying? And that'd be more relevant things. Not relevant, but I always forget what that shit is. Whatever's going on around, like relevant news, whatever's in the news cycle, that's what I'll be talking about. Make America America is going to have a store. I'm opening that store probably at the beginning of the year. I've already been working on merchandise for the new line, and I can't wait to put this stuff out there. So, before I get out of here, I wanted to talk about two things, because since the last time I spoke to y'all, there was a different race going on and for president. So, I, like everyone else, was like, damn, man, I got to go vote for this. I said this a few times, but Biden and Trump are the same people to me. I don't see a difference in the way Biden is, the way Trump is. And that could have been no more evident by that debate that came on when they started talking about black jobs and golf. Who's a better golfer in the middle of a debate? Who's a better golfer? And then they started talking about black jobs. What the fuck is a black job? I don't know what a black job is. I know jobs that they try to keep away from us. So as everyone knows, I have always been the supporter of women in leadership. Everyone around me knows that. I speak to that all the time. I think women will be better leaders. I think women are better leaders than men. I think they raise society better than men. America is the only first world country that has not put a woman in a leadership position. And it shocks the hell out of me to hear so many women say that women shouldn't be in leadership, which is wow. You raise your kids, you lead your family. Like, in I feel like men, I don't know how long ago we did this and been how long we've been successful at this, but we trick women. It might have been with that false-ass story about Adam and Eve. But we don't trick women into thinking they are not worth shit. Like, I don't go. In the mass. And it's usually, like, religious women and stuff like that. But we done treated women. We done trick women into thinking they cannot do a thing by themselves. Even though there's white women, black women, Latino women, any type of woman, Asian woman, they can raise families by themselves. They can balance a job and raise a family by themselves. They can take control of their relationships. But we always say that women basically control the mood of a family, the mood of a relationship. Nah, they really do. They're the backbone of every relationship. Like, and heterosexual relationship is what I'm saying. They're the backbone of every heterosexual relationship. There's not, anyway, in mass. But it always makes me feel some type of way when I hear a woman say that a woman shouldn't be in leadership. And I'm going to say it like this. I think I said that after that debate, the person that spoke the finest during that debate and after that debate was Kamala Harris. It's the reason why I supported her in 2019 and 20 until she dropped out the race. And it was the reason why I said it then. She is the most presidential out of all three of them. So for her to put on that hat and actually run for the Democratic nominee, I'm all for it. And you could tell from the debate, even though she was nervous in the debate in the very beginning, it was kind of like, you ever seen a team, you ever seen a recruit get drafted into the NBA, and you're going to see it this year. But we're talking about somebody like Kobe. Like, you see him the first couple of times he's out there in the game, he stinks it up. He's nervous. He's not the Kobe that you end up remembering when it was all over, you know. But then he's Kobe. Kobe. But then he's Kobe. That you remember. Same thing with LeBron. But for LeBron, you got to go back to high school. When he started being televised, like, there was some nervousness in there. But his game, by the second half of that first game that they was televised, LeBron was LeBron. Also, like, you see that. And that's what it reminded me of with Harris. Like, the first question, she stumbled out the gate on the first question. And that was more because she knew what she wanted to do. And I know she was worried about whether it would work or not. And it worked. So, it worked. So, with it working, then she had nothing else to do. It was cool. When she saw it was working, she smoothed it on out. And this mother. But I still don't understand why people. I mean, I understand. Some people decided that being endorsed by the KKK was exactly the type of candidate they want. So they're going to go vote for Trump. Some people decided that it doesn't matter that he shut down plants and they couldn't work for so long. And the economy, even though it rose, it barely rose. And there's a very big possibility that it was under a falsehood of reporting. And I say it like that because during the Trump presidency, everybody's looking left, everybody's looking right. And I'm talking about middle class and poor was looking left and looking right. And their circumstances wasn't getting better. Now, people that have money, rich people, their circumstances got better. I opened up my studio in the pandemic. I'm not saying I was rich. What I'm going to say is I look at who's president. I look at their policies. I look at Congress. I look at the Supreme Court. I look at my local government. And I see what is going on around me, and I adjust from there when it comes to finances and all that. But a lot of people aren't able to do that. And if you were middle class or you was poor, your life didn't get any better. Matter of fact, if you was middle class, your life got worse during those 4 years. Then we ended up with a pandemic that was poorly handled. Everybody's trying, I guess they're forgetting all of that. And then basically we had 3.5 years of a Biden campaign that we found out in the very beginning was not going to go the way that we needed it to go because there wasn't enough Democrats in the office to overturn anything. The taxes that everyone complains about that they're paying, that was endorsed in 2017 by President Trump. It was passed by 2017 and President Trump. Remember, he gave y'all like $850 credit. So everybody was all excited about getting the $850 credit, forgetting that, well, not even reading on to find out that right after that, he was about to start taking all your money. And he was going to continue taking all your money until 2027. So we never was able to turn that over. And I blame Democrats a little bit for it. But knowing that there was not enough Democrats to turn it over because we had three. We had Tulsi Gabbard and the man and the woman that was basically Democrat in name only. We had people that wouldn't pass the bill. So we couldn't do anything about that. But everyone's forgetting. Everyone that's voting for Trump is forgetting about all of that. So I just hope it's enough people, and I don't believe it's enough people just because I don't believe America has gotten over one, racism, two, sexism. I think to even see so many women back in 2016 say that women shouldn't lead, working women that are working, saying that women should be home taking care of the family, but they're working. Like, what? But these are the conversations I was having with people back then, which is basically why it was so important for me to put a podcast out there. So I don't know. I just hope that there's enough new voters out there that can overwhelm the old voters that's out there that thinks that women shouldn't be in leadership. I don't know. And it's hypocritical for those women, because if you think women shouldn't be in leadership, you should be home. Like, you're at work because you need to be working and helping your family out, right? Yeah, you're being independent in yourself because you think yourself is different. But women as a whole should be at home. Like, it's weird. Anyway, I ain't going through that right now because I'm trying to make sure this is under 20 minutes. So I got to say one more thing. WNBA, greatest thing ever this year. WNBA grew so big, it's crazy. And the only issue that we're having is all the new people don't know how to conduct themselves. Caitlin Clark basically broke the mold this year, and I have to get that to her. Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese together. And I will say that because if it wasn't for Angel Reese being the bad guy out in the world to those people, they would not have came to see Caitlin Clark destroy black women. That, to those people, it did not happen to me. I predicted everything that happened this year. I predicted that she was going to struggle until about that month layoff on Olympus. Then she was going to come back stronger than the motherfucker. That happened. I predicted that after a couple of weeks, she was going to have a boost, and then it was going to start dying off because she was going to just basically be exhausted. It happened. Same thing with Angel. Angel wouldn't have got hurt this year. I did one thing. I said both of them might be injured before the end of the season. Angel was injured. Caitlin was not. And it's the end of the season. Matter of fact, playoffs start today. Playoffs start on September the 22nd. I don't know when I'm going to post this. So I'll probably post this. I should have posted Friday, but I might post it sooner. Anyway, but WNBA was a great season this year. My postseason prediction is that Aces is going to win it again. They have Gabby Williams back in the WNBA, and Seattle is a very strong contender. However, I still got to say the Aces, just because in the last couple of weeks they have turned back into the Aces. So I got to say that. And you got AJ. There's nobody on that court. AJ is like LeBron. I mean, she wears LeBron's too. But AJ is like LeBron to me. She can do everything. And she is very good at doing everything. I think she is comparatively to the WNBA better than LeBron. No, it's about the same when LeBron was in his prime. And I think AJ is in her prime. And we got like another 2 years of this that she can do. But I don't know. Anyway, that's all that I have for today. You can see everything that I do at www.distractionnetwork.com. Yeah, and until next time. Oh, yeah, you know what? I do have social media sites, and I have people that's going to be running those for me. I'm hiring a team for that. I'm not doing it myself. I'm not a social media guy. I'm a out there in the world type of guy. But until next time, take care. Be safe. Holla.
You know you want me, baby. I know I want you too. They call me Milky Way. I want to put my milk in you. Damn, that's how I should have said that shit. Damn. I'm focused on that finish line. Developing a strong mind. Years ago, they stopped making my kind. Yeah, I lose sleep, but it's alright, cause I'm on the grind.